This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Colorado Air National Guard will perform high-speed flyovers across the state today to celebrate America's 250th birthday. F-16 jets will take off from Buckley Space Force Base in Aurora at around 10:30 and fly until approximately noon. The flyers will extend across the state from Castle Rock to Crested Butte. Colorado Democrats put on a show of unity after a divisive primary election season. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
Democratic elected leaders from Senator John Hickenlooper to candidates like Mayla Quiroz stood together in a show of unity as they turn toward the general election this fall. The display comes after concerns that different political factions in the party have caused tension. But Senator Michael Bennett says different ideas are not a bad thing.
We've got a range of people that represent a huge spectrum of political thought in Colorado. I think that's great for the Democratic Party, and I think that's great for our democracy.
Republicans, however, have painted the messy primary season as a liability and have sought to portray the entire party as far left. Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A new History Colorado exhibit in the San Luis Valley explores adobe building as art and ancestral knowledge. The artist behind Unearthing Futures, Desenterrando Futuros, uses artifacts, sound, and film to examine adobe as a portal to history and nature. Fire officials are urging caution this 4th of July as critical fire danger remains. For updates about the ongoing fires burning across Colorado, come to CPR.org or KRCC.org. This is CPR News and KRCC.